The teenager's performance at the Spring Studio recital was a smashing success. The music education major's jury was the best she's ever performed. Regardless of the students' ages, their inspiring performances demonstrate both musical and personal growth. But what will happen to this hard-earned development? Students often lose ground when not in school, especially procedure-based knowledge from the beginning to the end of summer. One answer can be the opportunities for transformation at summer music camps. The word camp is used to describe a broad range of programs, some of which are called camps, festivals, institutes, and other similar terms. Everyone, though, involved in the camp community has the potential to have a profound impact on the lives of the students, regardless of their age, musical background, or title. Although summer music camps offer many of the same musical experiences offered to students during the school year, private lessons, small and large ensembles, and enrichment classes, at camp, new repertoire, new teachers, new classes, and new peers create greater exposure to myriad valuable musical experiences. In the environment, students have multiple opportunities to take initiatives and the risks that are involved in the learning process, and it's larger than just musical learning. All that from Cole Berger, writing in The American Music Teacher. Eric Hinton is Associate Professor of Music and Director of Bands at Susquehanna University in Selins Grove, where he conducts the University Wind Ensemble, Symphonic Band, and Stadium Band. Dr. Hinton is also the founder and director of the High School Wind Ensemble Institute, a summer 7-day residential music camp devoted to wind ensemble and chamber music performance. The High School Wind Ensemble Institute is marking its 10th anniversary this summer, and we had a chance to speak by phone with Dr. Hinton about his own experience with music camp when he was just a young musician and about this year's events.
It was sort of a life-changing experience. I grew up in Philadelphia and had the benefit of camps that were run by the city and were free to those who were interested. And I was a student at Central High School in Philadelphia, and the camp that I went to was hosted by Girls High often. And it was just a great experience for me to be around other young people who were passionate about music and who wanted to share that passion, and to have faculty teaching us who were equally passionate about music. It just made all the difference in the world to me, and probably why I'm a musician today.
Are you a trumpeter?
I am, yes.
Who were you listening to in Philadelphia? There are a lot of great musicians of all kinds.
Oh, my gosh. I was listening to a lot of recordings of my teacher, Ellen Frazier, and some of the old jazz greats. That's kind of where I was when I first started out. That's kind of what got me started.
And you studied in England as well, so you have another way of looking and listening to things, informing your own way of approaching wind band music.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that was very, very beneficial for me to have that experience, because a lot of what we hold dear as wind band music got its start stylistically in Great Britain by composers like Gustav Holst and Ralph Vaughan Williams, and so that tradition is very important. And the wonderful thing about wind band music there is that the composers who write for it write for a variety of different media, and so there isn't one sort of style or approach to the wind band. You get lots of different approaches that tend to be quite rich harmonically, thematically. It's just very, very interesting music, and I love to share those composers, the newer ones who are coming up, with the students that I have now.
How did the Institute come about for the very first time, since you're celebrating your anniversary?
Well, as an undergrad and a grad student, I had the benefit of being a counselor at a camp like this, and just always thought it was a great idea, one, just in terms of what it does musically for students, giving them these experiences and putting them in close proximity to very talented, passionate professionals, but also as a chance to get students on Susquehanna University's campus and letting them see the wonderful people that we have working here and the wonderful things that we do in music. And so about 10 years ago, I went to my department head with this idea to start this camp, and it was something that they had tried in the past and went for a while but didn't quite work. And I was just very sure that it would be a success here. And so 10 years ago, we had our first camp, and our full capacity is 54 students. And so I think we got up to about 30 or so. We didn't quite make the full capacity, but we had a great experience that summer and have kept going ever since.
And how does a typical day unfold for these students?
Well, we start off with a wind ensemble rehearsal early in the morning. That was kind of what I was exposed to when I was in high school and going to camp. And we would get up. The first thing we'd do is wind ensemble. And so we do that at 8 o'clock. And then we have theory or musicianship classes at 11, where students are placed in classes according to their experience with that subject. And we learn about building scales, building chords, ear training, things like that. Other faculty are teaching some of those other levels. Then we have a lunch break at noon. And then from 1 o'clock to 5 o'clock, students are either engaged in lessons with faculty or they're playing in their own chamber group. So we have three brass quintets, three woodwind quintets, a saxophone quartet, clarinet quartet, flute, choir, percussion ensemble, and students get placed in one of those chamber groups and they do that, or they have lessons, or they're doing some of their own personal practice. It's a heavy day. It's like being in college for the summer.
Do you build to a performance?
Yes. On the Friday of camp, we have the chamber music get a chance to perform. Because there are so many, there are two chamber music concerts, one at 3:30 and one at 7:30, both on the 29th of June. And then on the Saturday, the 30th of June, we have the wind ensemble gives its finale concert at 3 o'clock.
What are some of the pieces they've been preparing for these occasions?
Well, for the wind ensemble side, because of the anniversary of the birth of Leonard Bernstein, we're doing the overture to Candide. We're also featuring, because it is our 10th anniversary, we are featuring a student. His name is Joshua Haney, and he graduated from Susquehanna in 2015, but attended the Institute in 2010. And so he kind of is an example of this whole process gone full circle. He's a wonderful saxophone player who's been studying on the graduate level in Georgia and is now going to be teaching in Raleigh, North Carolina, and is going to come back and play Catch Me If You Can, written by John Williams and arranged for winds by Jay Bocook.
What is also so good about a program like this is that the intense working and learning and experiencing and listening, they go back to their own home ensembles and take what they've experienced, and it's like a ripple effect, isn't it?
That's exactly right, yes. And that's part of the plan, is that passion for music and the things that they've learned and the standard that they've become accustomed to, they take that stuff back to their home schools, and it spreads.
Where will these performances be so we can come, can't we?
Oh, absolutely. Admission for the chamber music concerts is free. The finale concert for the wind ensemble, there's a small charge for adults. However, students and children are free. And all the performances are in Stratansky Hall on the campus of Susquehanna University.
And as you've been talking, we've been hearing the wonderful sounds of somebody practicing, haven't we?
Yes, I'm next to the saxophone studio, so you've been hearing saxophone lessons in the background.
And do you get a chance to do your own work? You're in demand as a clinician, so you're out there doing that. Are you still able to keep up your own performing?
Well, I perform a lot with the students, and I perform here at the university when I can. I mostly make my bread and butter as a conductor. So I'm guest conducting. I'm doing clinics. I'm also a presenter in different areas. Some things having to do with widening participation for students of color in music. Also, I'm a big advocate of the Laban method of movement and thinking about how to apply that to the art and craft of conducting. So I present on that from time to time and have some presentations coming up in Vancouver and later on in Portugal. So I'm trying to get around as much as possible.
Dr. Eric Hinton, Associate Professor of Music and Director of Bands at Susquehanna University in Selins Grove. Dr. Hinton is founder and director of the High School Wind Ensemble Institute, a summer 7-day residential music camp devoted to wind ensemble and chamber music performances. And the Institute is celebrating its 10th anniversary in summer 2018. We heard the invitation from Dr. Hinton to attend any of three performances this Friday, June 29th, tomorrow at 3:30 in the afternoon, and again at 7:30, the chamber ensemble performances in Stratansky Hall. And then on Saturday, June 30th, it's the wind ensemble finale concert, and that's at 3, also in Stratansky Hall. For more information, on the web, susqu.edu, susqu.edu. It is the culmination of the High School Wind Ensemble Institute at Susquehanna University in Selins Grove, with performances June 29th at 3:30 in the afternoon, tomorrow afternoon, and tomorrow evening at 7:30 in Stratansky Hall. Concerts are free and open to the public. And then the culminating concert of the Wind Ensemble, and that's Saturday, this Saturday, June 30th at 3, and just a slight admission charge for that. That's in Stratansky Hall. For more information, on the web, susqu.edu, susqu.edu.